Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome, welcome back to Jules and Sarah, the podcast.
We're back. We've had quite the glow up. Quite the glow up. Oh, Portslade crew, to say we have missed you is a total understatement. And when Jules put on his stories, we're doing it. We're coming back. Yeah. And you can send us a WhatsApp. We'll talk about that later. Oh, there's so much to say.
There's things.
There's so many things. Honestly, the response, like, I mean, people were cock-a-hoop.
It was an awakening. Somebody is something I'd lean into.
Somebody squealed and said that it made their cat jump. Like, that's what's happened here.
Because, Sarah, we haven't podcasted since the 13th of August, 2021. That's when Matt Leave...
Yeah.
Commenced.
Began.
Yeah.
I feel like we did a random Christmas.
We've done a couple of things here, but I don't count them.
No,
I don't
fine.
Count them. We haven't been in it.
No.
And now we're really in it.
We are here. We are really. I mean, just explain where we are and what's happening.
So I said, Sarah, I think the podcast should come back, but I think we really need to upgrade.
Sure.
I think we need to step into the now. I think we need Jules and Sarah 2.0.
It couldn't have gone much more lo-fi. Let's be honest here. It was recorded, sat in a bedroom.
Yeah. Pajama bottoms,
yours
no
or
makeup,
mine.
Toast.
Yes. Like. And then quite often we would look down and go, oh, my mic stopped recording. I don't know when that happened. So that's how it's been. And
that was the norm.
Like, that was it. And then I would edit it. Sometimes I'd upload it. Sometimes I'd forget, usually the nibbles. Sorry about that. And that's how we've done it. So it couldn't have been more low rent.
No.
But now we're in a studio.
We are in a studio. It's soundproof. I mean, this is going to be the best we've ever sounded.
Yeah.
But also, we're doing a series. This
yes.
is a season. So through this journey, Portslade crew, you're with us through different twists, different turns, look backs, look forwards, you know. But also, this is being filmed. So you'll be able to catch snippets, catch us, see the fromage background, which I think if you haven't heard Jules and Sarah before and you do see the fromage background, it's not a podcast about cheese.
No, it's
just
not.
Just so we're all clear.
Cheese may feature.
Heavily.
But it's more about a way of life, isn't it, fromage?
Yeah.
It incorporates so much.
Do you or don't you fromage? And that's the question. And
fromage has become a verb in this sense. Mm. Yeah, it's choice. It's a lifestyle. But yes, so we're going to. So we've always done it a week at a time, every week. We've been there every Friday, which we loved. We always loved being there. And then everything's changed, you know, babies, houses, dogs, moves, careers,
jacuzzis.
Yes. All of that's happened. And so we always knew we wanted to come back, but it was just a case of figuring out how that would work.
Yeah, and the beautiful thing about the podcast and having you with us, Portslade crew, is that it's our project and it's our thing together with you, and we're just creating something that makes everybody feel good. Because I'm telling you now, both Sarah and I said just before we started recording, we need this like you need this.
Yeah,
we need
always
to just laugh, because the old podcast episodes, like, tears of laughter. And there are things like, I sent Sarah a picture the other week of a black hat on a bog when I was walking Willow, and I said, only you will understand why I'm laughing in a field. And it's things like that.
An omen.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm so, so, so happy to be back. And it's the same, pretty much the same structure.
It's all your old favourites.
Yeah, yeah. But kind of rejigged.
Yeah.
Rejigged that you might hear a jingle.
Yes.
You might hear some sounds taking you on a journey. There's also a surprise coming at the end of the season. So, yeah, buckle up.
Yeah.
get yourself a brew made and let's really delve into what's been going on.
Yes. We should also say, because it's a series, every episode has got a theme. Mm. We've sort of themed it to make it a bit timeless, because to be honest, you can't have a whole series of us going, what did you have on your toast this morning? I mean, don't get me wrong.
What did you
have
on your
toast? We will be discussing. I had Special K this morning. I was in a rush.
Oh.
Yeah.
There was sorry, no toast. I'm glad I sat down. But I was like, whoa. You didn't Instagram that.
But I cannot tell you how many snacks I've got. I've got a whole bag. I've got like a bag for life full of things. You know, when
you're very much a mum now. Yeah, just arriving in case of any hunger.
You know, when you see older ladies getting on the bus and they've got like their bags just loaded with food. That's me. Yeah. I've got it all.
Yeah.
I've got it all.
And I'd like to also say that after recording today, Sarah and I are lunching.
Oh, yes.
So I was like, right, okay. Yeah,
this should get me through the next 4 hours, I think. Anyway, so this is the first episode of the series of Jules and Sarah, the podcast. And we thought we would talk about holidays
or travel.
Yep.
It falls under this umbrella,
anything that involves leaving the house for a prolonged period. Yep. Anywhere that you are going to stay, an overnight stay, all included in this. And I mean, I can't even imagine how many stories you've got. I cannot. And you know, I still dine out. I actually told my dad again last night the story about you. I think you were in Thailand with in the pool where the fish nibble your skin.
China. No,
it was China.
I was in China.
It was,
yes,
in China.
Where the woman's tooth fell out
while, yes,
she was
the false teeth. So she screamed because of the fish. The false teeth fell out and then screamed because the fish were eating her teeth. I mean, that is just one of my favourite stories. I dine out on that story regularly.
Lovely. Lovely. Well, I mean, let's just get into it, because one thing that I've noticed recently is that Dutch is now suffering every single trip we take with Gatwick Dad. And it's causing friction at home.
Okay.
It's causing friction, yes, when we're leaving for a trip. Gatwick Dad, if you are new to the podcast, is when you get hella travel anxious.
Yeah.
So we're talking at the airport 3 hours early for a domestic flight.
Yeah.
We're talking like bags packed. Things are printed, wallets are created.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
That's where we are here.
You can't really sleep the night before because you're so anxious. I actually had a bit of Gatwick Dad about getting here on time today.
Oh, same actually.
Yeah. You can. So it's any sort of travel anxiety. You don't have to be flying. You just have to be somewhere at a certain time, and it's going to involve traveling. So yeah, anything that fits around that. I mean, I have arrived. We arrived to check in for a flight. The gate wasn't open. We had to go and have a drink. The gate, they were like, the gate's not actually open yet.
Sarah, I can't cope. Now, since we last podcasted, we have left London. So we were traveling back before the pandemic. I was in Heathrow like twice a week, and it used to take me 40 minutes to shut my flat door and then I'd be at the gate. I had it down.
You were a pro. You were unbelievable. I used to get Gatwick Dad on behalf of you because you didn't get it. And I was like...
Well, I did get it. And then I started traveling so much, especially when Isle of Paradise was taking off. So it just left me. And Dutch was also traveling a lot. Then Dutch stopped traveling. I stopped traveling. And then we started traveling again. Now, Dutch used to be the kind of person, when I first met him, if he had a 5 a.m. flight, he'd wake up at 4 and pack his bag then.
Oh, or wow. He'd like,
or if he had to leave at 5.
He's gone full circle.
Full circle.
Oh, he's done a 180.
Yes,
wow.
Full circle.
Oh, I assumed that he already had it in him,
no,
the
no,
Gatwick
no, no,
dad.
No.
What?
So, no.
I mean, is it marriage? Is that that's
yeah, maybe? But I've definitely not adopted it at all. And I don't know whether you saw in December where I kind of embarked on quite a global trip, where in the space of 10 days, I had to go to Amsterdam for Christmas, then go to Dubai for Isle of Paradise, then fly from Dubai to New York for like 3 nights in New York and then come home. Sarah, I packed like a pro. You've never seen anything like it, going from Arctic Amsterdam to boiling hot Dubai. Anyway,
I want to give you a little round of applause. Having, I don't think I could pack for that.
Having never flown 3 continents in the space of 10 days or ever flown from Dubai to New York, that's not a flight I'm used to. It's sure. always from London Heathrow, LHR, you know?
Yeah.
So
knows all the staff by name.
Yeah. Well, it did get to that point at one point. But in Dubai, there is only one flight from Dubai to New York a day, and it's at 2 a.m. because of time zones and landing times and all of this. So sure. I was like, right, how am I going to navigate that?
Mm.
So, Sarah, I decided after a week in Dubai, and it was in December, Christmas party time. I had Rosie on my team with me. I said, you know what, Rosie? I think we deserve a little Christmas party, actually. You know, we've worked really hard this year. Everyone else is having their Christmas party in the UK. And I was like, the flight's at 2. So I think we've got oodles of time, you know, really just get into it.
Straight through crew,
exactly. So I packed up the case, checked out, went to dine at a very gorgy sushi restaurant. I got on the Vino Blanco.
Sure.
I got on the Vino Blanco with a little sashimi. You know the story. You've seen it all before.
Yeah.
So then I go out some more. And then it got to the point where the sun had gone down. People were really coming out. Like, people were in, like, midi dresses and, like, all of this. I was like...
The dress code had changed.
Yeah. I was definitely, like, chatting to people who were way more on the night out than I was. And I was thinking, yeah, at some point, I've got to get myself out of here to get this flight.
Where's Rosie?
Oh, Rosie's with me. Rosie's flight was the next day.
Okay,
so she was good. She was flying back to the UK.
Rosie was chill.
Yeah, Rosie was chill.
Yeah.
And I think I was a little bit too chilled.
Yes.
So then needed to get my stuff, packed my case, loaded up, got myself an Uber. And at this point, it's midnight. Flight's at 2.
Ooh.
It's midnight.
Ooh.
And I've been out
How far's the airport?
About half an hour.
Okay.
So we're good. There's lots of time there. Dubai's very organized. So it's all good. Well, I got in this Uber. And you know when you say goodbye to your friends after a night out, you then get into a different scenario and then you're like, oh no, I've got to navigate this. So then on the way to the airport, I actually had a bag of popcorn that I'd bought previously.
I didn't know what you were going to say there. Had a bag of... It's lovely. A lovely man had just slipped me this little bag.
Pistachio popcorn. It was a game changer. Anyway, I thought, I can't take this on the flight. So I rode up front with the Uber driver. We put ABBA on and shared some popcorn.
Oh, lovely.
It was terrific.
Great.
I was singing. I was laughing. Anyway, from saying goodbye to the Uber driver and getting through security... There's no real recollection of that for me.
Okay.
Not really
great.
Sure. Got through. I have vague memories of trying on Cartier screw bracelets, which is no way in my financial remit. But I like, the next day I was like, was I trying on?
Oh,
and
that's
I sent
very
pictures
funny.
To my friends in Australia, like, no. Luckily, did not purchase. Then phoned Dutch in the UK to give him my final goodbye, just in case. You always say goodbye.
God,
Dutch said, the Netherlands are playing in the World Cup, so I'm just going to go, well.
Oh, dear.
Well, Sarah.
Oh, dear.
In Dubai Airport, after I've had a couple of Vino Blancos. Oh, Dutch made a horrible error. And I remember boarding that flight, giving him a piece of my mind.
Livid. Being in your seat. Sorry, sir. We do need to...
And another thing, Mark.
I'm right there.
So anyway, the plane takes off. Lovely. I go to sleep. I wake up. Sarah, I had really underestimated this flight. In my brain, I was on an 8-hour flight.
Yeah.
It's 15-hour flight. I was like, oh God. Oh God.
Underestimating a long haul flight. Because we flew to Australia. And so obviously the Singapore leg, like we were doing that one. And I went a bit mad. I was like, oh, I thought this would be over soon. Yeah, a bit madder. But, you know, I was like, well, I've watched my film. I've eaten. I've had a little nap. So we'll be there soon. And then you look and I'm like, oh, no, this has got like another 8 hours.
Another
day. Yeah. This is like a really long way to go. And it does.
I'd only pack one sheet mask. Yeah. I mean, God. ended up watching Cinderella with, who's that singer?
Lily.
Camila Cabello.
Oh, no, come on.
Oh, it's terrible. Oh. Terrible.
muttering, shaking your head with your headphones on. Oh, this is dreadful.
It was. Then landed in New York and cracked on with a spin class and heavy shopping.
Oh,
so
my God.
Just really lived
you
it.
You are unbelievable. It is, I mean... You know, I don't do more than one thing in a day, and that one thing might be going to Lidl, right? Yeah. That's my life. And so for you to, like, even to find a spin class and arrive on time, that would be too much for me. I'd be like, no, I'm sorry, everyone. I shall see you in 3 days when I have fully got myself back in the zone.
I know, I was telling my friend, I saw a friend in New York, and I was like, yeah, the flight took an interesting turn and I didn't realise it was so long.
Yeah.
She was like, Jules, only you. This only happens to you.
No, I disagree. I think I have been caught out by a long haul flight before
that
and not realised.
That's
yeah,
reassuring.
Don't worry, you're amongst friends here, darling, as always.
Are you going away this year?
No, we're having a baby instead.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, we're having
a baby.
I'll
go away for you.
Yeah, thanks. I'd be really, really grateful. No, we went to Spain last year, which was lovely. I was very worried about the heat. Obviously, it was August, but it was northern Spain, so breezy.
Sounds
actually
lovely.
Yeah, it was actually. It was lovely. I mean, it was hot, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't unbearable.
I've told you about a horrendous airline experience. Have you ever had a bad holiday?
Oh, God, we've had so many. June, I'm going to talk about June later on. She's had a lot of bad holidays. We'll talk about that later. We went to France. We went to France on holiday, John and I, and we went to a place on a recommendation of a friend, right? And I trust this friend. I was like, yeah, if it was good enough for her, like, you know, it'll be fine. And it was like...
That's always stressful.
Yeah.
I have to say that. Yeah. It's always stressful trusting a friend because it puts...
I won't do it again.
No. Oh my God, I can't
I will
wait
not
to
do
this.
It again. So it was like a chateau and we arrived. So we picked up the car from the airport. We drove. I had to do some of the driving. Never, ever. I can't drive in this country.
No.
Let alone roundabouts. I nearly cried. I just stopped and just.
You like an average speed
oh my
check.
Gosh.
You're the only person
I like a Chevron. That's what I like. I like Chevron and bay parking.
Yeah.
That's what I like. So we got there in our little Fiat and we pulled up and straight away I had a bad vibe because there was some like pesticide drum tins or something like garden waste,
on
like
purpose.
A septic tank.
On purpose.
Yeah. Like they were just there. And I was like, oh, that's a shame. Anyway, we went in. And it was absolutely filthy. Like, not a little bit. Like, oh, the cleaner hasn't been for a week, but they're coming tomorrow. This was years of it all blowing in, right?
With the white gloves on and you were wiping the top.
I didn't even... You could see the dirt that was going on. So it was filthy. And they had this dog and the dog kept scratching. And I was like, that dog, there's something going on with that dog. That dog's dirty. There's something going on. And there was cats everywhere, which I don't mind. But you know when it's all become a bit catty? Like the hair of the cats, the smell of the cats has got in everywhere.
Cats is for Andrew Lloyd Webber and Andrew Lloyd Webber alone, not for accommodation.
I like a clean cat, right? Not a cat that's settled in. I didn't want to stay. It's not a cat chateau.
No,
just happens to have these cats. Anyway, do you remember? I think I sent you a picture of the scrap iron display.
I've got recall.
Yeah, that was at breakfast and it had like a doll in a nightie. Honestly, everything was a bit broken. Everything was just a bit awful. Anyway, the pool was empty. They drained the pool. So we couldn't even like bob around
dip.
In there. You know, we couldn't do any of that. Anyway, they only spoke French. Fine. They only spoke French. And we'd communicated via email and we were meant to be staying for 7 nights. And I was like, we need to leave. Like, we can't stay.
How many nights did you stay?
2.
Maybe. Oh, I mean, you gave it a good innings.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had to try and find another Airbnb, right?
Yes,
so we tried
trapped.
To try and find this. We were trapped. Anyway, we got back. So I'd emailed the guy because we were dealing with Madame every day and seeing her about the place. And so I'd emailed and I'd be like, oh, I'm really sorry. Our friends, we've got to go and meet our friends and we've got to go. Goodbye. And anyway, she was quite thunderous about it, that we weren't staying. And we got back from dinner one night and there was these two girls.
You didn't find a cat
girls
in the bed,
there.
Did you? Like the Godfather.
There was two girls there who had just arrived who were very, very posh. They were very posh. They'd come for a wedding.
Tilly and Philly.
Tilly and Philly. And Tilly spoke French. So they were sat there having cheese and bread. We didn't have cheese and bread when we arrived at Le Chateau.
The irony that fromage is behind us, the French word for cheese.
None for us. So we arrived. Anyway, we had this. So they were sat there. And she's just started translating. And basically this woman was getting more and more angry in French, like shouting at us. And Tilly was like translating, going, she's really upset that you're leaving. You know, you booked in and now you're going early. And I was like, well, tell her that we've got to go. And like this. And we went to bed that night. And I was like, we are packing the car tonight. We are getting in the car.
Leaving under the cloak of darkness.
Exactly. We're leaving at dawn. We ride at dawn. So get ready. Get them.
Sleep in your clothes.
Yes. That's it. It was like that. I was like, we're leaving. There was nowhere to put any clothes. There was no...
Oh, Sarah, it all sounds so distressing.
Oh, my God. It was. Like, the wardrobes were all locked and full. And
locked and full.
Locked and full.
Oh, God.
Like, it was all just so weird. Anyway, and then... and the dog. Oh, God. And then... anyway, we crept out in the morning, crept down the stairs. And honestly, this woman appeared from absolutely nowhere and just went, Le petit déjeuner, like this. And we were like, And we did. It was the quickest breakfast I've ever had in my life. We
I
were
bet you had acid
out,
reflux.
Like 2.5 minutes, we were like, hum, 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 like literally eating a croissant. No,
got
no
jam.
Jam. We don't need jam. Fine. No, we'll just bareback it. It's absolutely fine. Chuck was like, can I have a coffee? I was like, no.
Caffeine jam.
Absolutely not. We'll get one on the way. Like this. And we just, and we went. So that was definitely the worst holiday. Mm. Well, it's definitely the worst holiday that I've been on with John. I mean, we can...
Do you still speak to the friend that recommended it?
Yes.
That's kind
She's
of
one
you.
Of my, she is one of my dear friends. They've been back. They've been back.
It's not like
I'm
fab where they go to the wrong place, is it?
Yes, go and stay in
you
the
stayed at the You stayed at the gatehouse, yes. And actually the main hotel is at the... Yes.
It's just behind. Yeah. No, you have to drive past the septic tank and then it's there. But the best holiday I had was Iceland. Oh, my
God,
gosh.
I'm going to Iceland with Ken. Oh. We're going on a walking holiday.
Gorgeous. Oh my gosh, when are you going?
We're going in May.
Oh, what could be more divine?
I know.
I loved it. I mean, we went for New Year, which was amazing because they take New Year very seriously in Iceland. Like every single household sets off fireworks. Like every single one.
Noisy.
Yeah, really loud. And we just arrived actually and I was like, oh, it's the Blitz! Like this. It was like, you know, like it all. I was like, oh no, it's celebratory. Fine, yeah. Yes, fine.
Stroke of midnight. Yeah.
My top tip... For going, because I loved it because it was dark and cold. I don't know how dark and cold it'll be in May. But yeah, I mean, you'd wake up at like 11 in the morning and it was pitch black.
How are we friends? This is like the Venn diagram. Like,
it was
I'm
the dream.
No, I couldn't handle it.
But that was the first time. When we went to Iceland, it was the first time I'd stayed in an Airbnb. And it was in somebody's house. Like, it was basically this girl had like just left us to it.
Agnetha.
Yeah, she'd literally like packed her overnight bag and gone. And so again, the drawers were full, but we opened one of the drawers. Sat right on top was a dildo.
Oh wow!
It was just sat there right on top. Just I was
nothing
like,
to
okay,
hide.
Sure.
She had
no,
nothing to hide.
Nothing at all. But my top tip for Iceland, right? Because it is expensive. And
I have been
it was
with
expensive.
Work.
Yeah,
before.
Fine. But it was. I mean, it was expensive then. God knows what it is now. But buy your booze.
Oh, you're like Dutch. This is what
he
says.
At the airport when you arrive. Because you know how when you arrive over here, duty free's like, you know, it's like a
Glens.
Mini stand, isn't it? Yeah, it's a bottle of Glens. It's a bar of Milka and a cuddly bear.
And Bailey's.
Yes, and that's it. And we walk past it. We're like, I'm done. I just want to go home. Well, there, it's like an Oddbins. it's like a warehouse, and all of the Icelandic people are all buying their booze, because it's funny rules, like you can't go into a supermarket and just buy wine or whatever, so buy it all at the airport when you arrive.
Well, Ken did say when we were booking, so I was like, you know, you do know the situation with Iceland and the booze, and he was like, we're not going on a lad's boozy holiday. I was thinking, we are. Yeah. We are, Ken.
Ken, if anyone's going to have a nice glass of red at the end of their walking holiday, or a little snifter as they're going along, it's Ken.
Yeah, so...
clink, clink, you going over...
Don't
going
mind
over
me.
The fjords.
My Reykjavik vodka.
Clinky, clink, clink. Here we go. Oh, my gosh. Shall we see what's on the WhatsApp?
Yes, let's do correspondence.
Shall we? Now, so just to explain, because we're in a fancy studio and we've got lovely Molly. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Molly.
We have got a WhatsApp number, right, which we've shared. We shared on the stories. And when we're doing the next record...
It'll be reshared again. So don't get your knickers in a twist, yes. Yvonne.
It's fine. It's all fine. You can get in touch with us. But we don't know what's been sent.
No.
We don't know. So these are voice notes, we should say as well. Because obviously we love reading out messages. But if we've got the facility to hear you live, sort of, then we're going to take it. So here we go with the correspondence.
Oh my God, how exciting.
Hi, Jules and Sarah. I'm so excited that the podcast is back. It's genuinely my happy place. I love listening to you guys. I saw something on Facebook Marketplace the other day that really made me think of you two. I don't know if I was just really sleep deprived and found it hilarious, but I think you might find it funny. I will attach a photo. I was looking on Facebook Marketplace in my area and advertised was a chicken coop. And in the chicken coop, I thought, oh, that's very strange. I swear that's a dog. And the description was that they used the dog for size reference. So they put their dog in the chicken coop, which they apparently used for guinea pigs. And I just thought that was really funny. It reminded me of Jules' Mirror series. But yeah, so excited to hear your guys' podcasts. Bye.
It's so nice to hear voices.
Isn't it lovely?
It's so lovely. And actually, I think I have seen that image because people send in their drones to me of things for sale on Facebook. And it is hilarious what people use for scale.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Hands,
but why
bodies.
Didn't they use the guinea pigs?
I think the guinea pigs were no more. That's
oh,
why it's on
right.
the coop. So
that's
they were like, how do we
rid.
Show this? Get this lurcher in. It's massive.
Oh, that's very funny. Isn't it? That's lovely. I sent you one that I'd seen on Vinted it said something like, just be chic on this bag. And it was like a diamante.
I'm a great believer in if it says it's chic, it's anything but yeah. chic. You can't just write chic and be chic. You have to envisage chic.
Oh, this is so nice. Let's have another one.
Hi, Jules and Sarah. I'm so excited. This, after a day in Leeds of meetings, feels like coming home to a warm bath, and that sounds really weird, but it's a good thing. The last few years without your presence has been a hell of a few years. I think we all know that. But I'm so excited that you're back. And my little story for you is quite a way back. I think it's the episode called Jules and Sarah with Custard, which, what an episode. The news of the North, or the kind of look back on the previous week's news of the North, was about someone who was trying to extend their boundary fence and was taking up like public land. And it was actually my great nana's next door neighbour who was trying to extend their land into the public land. Sadly, we've since lost nana, great nana too. She was a wonderful woman who lived to the grand age of 103, good never days. Moved out of her own house.
Amazing.
And I was flicking through episodes yesterday and I just landed on listening to that one out of pure coincidence.
Wow.
And it was so lovely to have those memories of Jules and Sarah and the absolute hilarity that News of the North was my great nana's next door neighbour. And yeah, it's just really lovely. It feels like a warm hug. It feels like old friends. It feels like that lovely pastry from M&S that you get every time you walk by.
I've got one here.
Yeah, I'm so glad you guys are back. I'm so excited for news from the North, tales of June and Sheila and Ken, Tales of Dutch and Jewels, not June. yeah, I'm just really excited. And I'm so glad you guys are back doing a podcast that means so much to so many people. So up the Portsaloo crew.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that voice note was so lovely.
A personal connection to News from the North.
Imagine that, though, because in my head, she's gone to a nana, has sat down, heard this drama about the boundary fence and gone, oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Sounds very familiar.
But oh, it's so true. Amazing. It's so true what you say. It is just like, it is one big hug.
Yeah.
And
it's coming home.
Yeah, it's been hard not doing the podcast every single week because, A, I mean, God, Sarah and I miss each other. Like, I miss seeing you every week. But also, thank goodness we've got 5 years backlog because yeah. There's some days where I just put it on a dog walk and I'm like, oh, I wonder what we're doing on this day. And I'll just be crying, laughing, thinking, oh my God, hilarious. So it's so nice that you like have that there.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for getting in touch. I can't tell you how much it means to us. It is, and it's lovely to hear you.
Yeah,
it's
I love the voice notes. Good one, Molly.
Yeah, nice. Thanks, Molly. Clever Molly. She's very, very good. I mean, speaking of June and Sheila and Ken, first of all, how are they?
Living. They're still living.
Keeping on.
They're still living. Had they moved house? I can't remember.
Well, they obviously, for a long time, they were staying at the horse.
Oh, yes, they had.
Yeah,
moved.
At the dressage centre.
Yes, they were staying there. Okay, who can forget
that saga? And then I think
saga.
They'd finally moved because Ken got the plants back, didn't he? out of plant rehab.
Love that you know my whole life.
Yes.
That's perfect.
Oh, of course.
Well, Ken and Sheila are now grandparents.
Yes.
My brother and his wife have had a baby. So
Uncle Juju.
Uncle Juju. Or as Dutch and I called the Gunkles, gay uncles.
Oh,
so
very
Ophelia
good.
Comes and stays with the Gunkles. Now, when Granddad Ken and Grandma Sheila want to go see Baby O, they come and stay with us because they can kill two birds with one stone. Yep. We're only like an hour away from Nick and Tamar. But as Ken and Sheila travel to come and stay with us for their mini break, it comes with quite the rider, which I've noticed.
Now, really? I just can't understand that.
Now, I'll just set the scene, Portsmouth crew, because when Mum first came, Mum doesn't do well away anyway.
She doesn't travel well.
She likes her things. There's lots of times where we've been away on holiday and I've said, how have you slept? And she said, not a wink. Yes. Not a wink. Yes. I've not slept at all. I hate this place. I want to go.
She hasn't slept for 10 days.
No. So the first time actually that Ken and Sheila did stay over, I did take a cup of coffee in the morning and Mum was just lying there awake, almost like sat up. Like, I've not slept.
No.
I was like, oh, no.
It's going to be a long day with Sheila.
You didn't like the linen? No. No.
June once complained that I gave her a pillow that smelt like a man's head. And she made me, on the way back from wherever I was going, she made me stop and buy two pillows with pillow protectors. And if she said pillow protectors once, she must have said it. Like, I'd done this whole day. I was driving back from somewhere because she'd looked after Nancy. And yeah, she was coming back. She's like, the pillows. Don't forget the pillow protectors. Yeah, yeah. Don't buy pillows without pillow protectors.
Well, it's a funny thing having your parents,
hold them over her.
Well, it's a funny thing having your parents come to stay because obviously you grow up in their house and it's your house altogether and you're used to all the ins and outs and ways and etc. But they're not used to really coming to stay with you. So
yes.
I do find with like June with her pillows, there is this whole rider that comes with Sheila. After the first night, the next time she came to stay, brought two pillows herself and stores them under the bed. Sure. In the spare room. They're Sheila's pillows, not to be touched.
Oh, that's good.
And actually, they're really sweet, actually, because they arrive with their matching cases, which I just think is so lovely.
Monogrammed.
No, they're not the monogrammed sort.
Sure.
They don't want to be
too
identified.
Flashy.
but they do arrive with their own milk. There's a big thing about, because I don't drink
Well, cow's I have milk. To arrive with my own milk when I come to your house.
No, I message ahead.
Yeah, you I do. I always actually. Message You're ahead. Very kind.
I'm like, are you on the milk? I'll go and get some. I'll bring some and I make you leave with it.
I think this
last
is when
time
we
you
used...
left without it.
I which, did actually.
Oh, God, it's hanging around for weeks.
I'm so sorry.
It's cream now.
Here it is.
Yeah. But yeah, no, this time, I think we've got it down to a T. They are. Mum turned up this time clutching fresh sheets. Because she said she doesn't like sleeping in linen bed linen. Well, I like linen bed linen. I don't like cotton. I don't like anything artificial either. So she turns up with a 1,000 thread count or whatever, makes the bed herself, puts her own pillows on, and then unpacked towels. I was like, how big is this case? I was like, what?
Bringing your own towels is next level, isn't it?
It's next level. But actually, from a washing point of view, I was grateful.
Oh, yeah. Does she take grateful. It all home with her?
Takes it all home. Doesn't launder it at home. Great. Yeah, so off she goes. You
lovely.
Wouldn't know she stayed.
No.
But also, they got into a habit of moving lamps.
Right.
They went. Neither of them really appreciated my lighting
June
situation.
June would so be like this. June would do this.
So I walked in and a lamp had just appeared in another room. Something had moved around. Dimmer switches had changed. Rugs had maybe moved. I was like, what is going on? Stop it. But also, the heating.
Oh, the heating.
The heating, Sarah. They insisted, bless them, they insisted the gas fire was on. Full whack. Willow, like a boil in a bag. It was like, oh my God, I'm overheating.
Willow gasping in the corner.
And she's short hair. This long dog, like overheating. Like,
oh,
who
I
are
couldn't
these
go.
People?
Just hearing the words, the gas fire on, is making me, you know, I run hot anyway. And right now I'm pregnant, so I'm just boiling all the time. So that makes me uncomfortable just hearing that.
No, well, the gas fire
was on. Are they cold people?
Yeah, very
Are
cold.
They?
They're cold, yes.
Oh,
both
thought...
inside and out in some
I'm
respects.
Sure, yes. I just assumed, you know, hardy Yorkshires, that they would...
But you move when a northerner moves south, you lose the cloak, I feel. Yeah. But also, I got them on the Miraval Rosé. Is it Miraval? Yeah.
Yes.
Angelina's brand. Yeah, not Brad's anymore. Boo-hoo.
Yeah. Sorry, Brad.
But got them on that, and then they put the fire on. We were all asleep by 8. I said, oh no, you've given me jet lag from this damn Miraval. Like, fire's on, I couldn't go to sleep at night. The lamps are all over the place. I was like, good heavens. Oh.
I mean, similarly, June also doesn't travel well. June can't really understand why you would ever leave the UK. She can't really, she's just not
like
really,
that.
You know, I mean, she'll do it.
Do you think something went on back then? What? You know, something to stop people from travelling? Like,
I just think it was all a bit of an ordeal back then. I just think, you know, but there's nothing, she doesn't like that she can't get a good cup of tea. She doesn't like being too hot. She doesn't,
She'd have brought her own tea bags.
Did she?
I was like, Mum, I have tea.
Yeah, come on, Sheila. That's too far, actually, Sheila. The linen was
It's not a
thing.
Holiday home.
The towels, but come on. She bought her own whisk, her own spatula. She bought a whole cutlery set.
She arrived in a pinny. And do you know what she does do, which is so good? She has an indoor gilet. Which I really enjoy.
Yes.
The indoor gilet goes on, then the pinny goes over the top of the
I
gilet.
I love that. I need an indoor gilet.
It'd be too
gilet.
Hot for you.
Yes, maybe. Though we don't have the we don't have any of the heating on in the house at the moment.
You need an indoor gilet.
I need
there
an
we
indoor
go.
Gilet. I've got a lovely cardigan, but I do think I'm in the market for an indoor gilet. Every time June comes, so we've got our two bins. We've got the recycling next to the normal bin. And every single time Mum comes, she goes, you know, if you swap these over, you wouldn't get like, you know, if you're tossing a tea bag into the bin, a bit might go on the wall. Like,
what?
Do you know what I mean? Like,
no.
The wall gets marked.
I do know what you mean, but in my head, you're doing some sort of Olympic tossing.
Yeah, like throwing it like a student.
Long.
Mum was like, if you swap these round, your wall wouldn't mark up. And I do think she's probably right, but I never change it. So the next time she comes, she's like, you know, you could swap these two bins round. Mm. Yeah. But June doesn't travel well. So we went on a lot of holidays when we were young that were in Britain. Like we went to Cornwall, you know, playing on the hay bales, all of that kind of stuff. And the thing is about our family, we were talking about this at Christmas. When we went on holiday, we would watch other people doing things, but never actually do them. So we would go, like, we'd go somewhere and people would be hiring a pedalo. We would watch the people on the pedalo, but there was no question that we were ever going to hire one and do it ourselves. We were just going to watch these people yes. going round on the pond. And that's what it was like the windsurfing. We'd watch people doing it. I remember once, you know, we went to like this stately home and there was a tea room and we were stood at the window watching people have their like cream tea. But we weren't going to have
Please,
the cream
sir,
tea.
I'd like some.
I know, like an urchin pressed up at the window.
Very Jiminy Snicket or whatever. Lemony no, Snicket, that's what I meant.
Yeah, it's all getting a bit Dickens. Like this, like looking, oh, look, they've got three types of jam there. Oh, look at the scones, aren't they big? But we would never, we weren't going in because, and also all these holidays that we went on, because the other thing we went to, we used to go to Mallorca.
Same.
So you get a villa, you get a villa with the pool. And I mean, we were in the pool from, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock at night.
Four of you.
Yeah, we were just in and out of the pool. You had to wear a t-shirt if the sun was high. But also...
a rule Sheila really never imposed, no, and I wish she had.
No, we were very pale. Also, June couldn't be bothered. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like four kids in and out. And Lorna's hair went green. Because we were in the pool so much. I mean, this was the 90s. What were they putting in?
God knows.
In Spanish pools in the 90s. God knows what was floating around in there. So we went on this one holiday. All these holidays, though, they were all self-catering. It wasn't really a holiday for our June. June was still cooking three meals. You know, she was still serving,
yeah.
washing up.
Yeah.
Like, actually.
It was a workplace from workplace.
It was a home from home. She wasn't, no wonder she wasn't going windsurfing. She was knackered.
June wouldn't go windsurfing. No. Go dry.
I couldn't, oh God, I couldn't think of anything worse than going windsurfing.
No, we'd never
windsurfing.
Do that.
Or, you know, that thing where you sit in like a donut or a banana on the back of a boat and get pulled along.
Sit on a banana? Yeah. I'd rather die.
I wouldn't be seen dead. But we went, oh my gosh, we went to this one villa because we always got a villa. And we went, it was October. It was the school holidays. It was right at the end of the season. And it was just, it was a ramshackle place. And Dad got pneumonia. And Dad had pneumonia in one lung. So that was a real holiday treat for everyone involved. And the bed, like everything was old and broken.
There's a theme here.
Yeah, and they and
clearly
they,
you've not learned.
Yes. And the bed was propped up with books. Like Mum was like, "Why is this bed so wonky?" And it was books, like instead of a leg. The water, all of the water in all of the taps was seawater. So everything was rusty. Mm. The rep had to bring a new cutlery set. Because the cutlery was all old and gone and horrible. And his mum said it rained a lot. And when we opened the wardrobe, it was full of all their winter clothes. It was full of like all their winter clothes.
Other people's clothes in a wardrobe when you're staying there, I find really difficult to mentally navigate.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't. I would gasp.
Yeah. I think June did. I think she did. Johnny got stung by a jellyfish. And then also the woman who owned the villa used to turn all the lights off outside and the pool lights at 8. So you'd come home and you'd be kind of navigating it in the dark and sort
what,
of,
round a
you
pool?
Know, yeah, round a Fun. Pool. Exactly. I think June went in one night. I think that did happen. June slipped after a couple of sangrias and that was it. She was in the dark, the darkness of the water.
She might have just put herself under for 5 minutes of peace.
Yes. Anyway, we got through this holiday and Mum was like, "Don't worry, it's all right." Because on Saturday night, we were getting back and on Saturday night, we were going to see Robbie Williams. Right, who was quite the ticket back then.
And he so still
we
were, is.
Yeah. And he, so we were going, we were flying back, we were arriving back on Saturday, and then that night we were all going to see Robbie Williams. Anyway, we got back, and Mum checked the tickets, and it had been the night before. Robbie had played on the Friday night.
Oh, distressing.
So we missed it. We'd had this holiday with my dad with pneumonia, and we were like, oh, well, at least there's the promise of Robbie at the end of it. But no, Robbie was off. Robbie was off in Sheffield.
Did you braid your holiday on? Did you braid your hair on holiday?
Yeah, we had the what do you call it? You know, when they put the, like, they take a bit of hair and they put all the threads around it, and then they put a bead on the end.
I was always so jealous, because I had short hair, but clearly raving homosexual, just wanting to accessorize my curtains. No, just they always said no. No,
it's not worth it. By the time we've started. Also, you with one just sticking up. I can imagine.
I would have committed, Sarah, I would have owned that look.
No doubt. No doubt at all. And then it always had to be cut out the night before we went back to school. Always had to be snipped out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it wasn't regulation. Absolutely not. You couldn't have that.
No fun here.
No. But the tat shops on holiday, walking up and down after dinner. You know, and also did you have the frozen lemons?
I live for the frozen lemon.
I mean, if you drop that on your foot, you could kill someone with that. You could throw it, you know what I mean? Smash a window, definitely.
I think I had one in Ibiza last year, actually. It really brought back memories. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, the lemon.
It comes out, it's so cold.
And it's stuffed with like lemon sorbet, yes. And you have to eat out of the lemon.
Yeah, yeah. Gorge. And that and an Orangina. With a braid in your hair, they were happy days. They were happy days. Now, will we do a bit of news from the north?
Let's. Now, mine actually, and Sarah and I were saying before we came on, news from the north, a bit tricky to find these days.
Yes.
Bit tricky to get to grips with.
We used to say it was grim up north. I mean, now the cost of living crisis.
It's just grim everywhere.
Yes, absolutely. Oh my God, I heard something amazing the other day that said the Costadel living crisis.
It's so true.
Yeah.
We've abbreviated that to COLC.
Sure.
Because we just can't. We're the like COLC.
What was it? The Livy Cozzy. That was it.
The Livy Cozzy.
The Livy Cozzy.
That's good.
Yeah.
This actually is from The Mirror. It's a national.
Oh, wow.
My husband booked a holiday just to buy snacks. I think it's odd and a waste.
No, I like him.
That's what I thought you'd say. The woman was left baffled after her husband told her he wants to jet off on holiday just to stock up on his favourite snacks, which she thinks is a waste of holiday. We all have different reasons for the locations we pick for our holidays, whether it's the weather, the landscapes, the culture, or the activities like sitting on a banana the location has to offer.
None of those appeal to June. None of those would be a reason to leave home.
But one man has left his wife baffled after he said he wants to jet off to Italy to do nothing more than stock up on some of his favourite snacks that are only available in the country.
I think it's clever.
The woman, from the US, explained that her husband wants to fly to Milan for 1 week and spend his time in the city bulk buying snack food so that he can enjoy it back home.
But what are these snacks?
Well, we will get into this. However, the man's wife believes having a holiday based solely around snack foods is odd and expensive, as well as a waste of a good holiday that could instead be used for sightseeing or soaking up the sun.
Surely you can do both. You can't shop for snacks from 8 a.m. till you go to bed.
The woman spoke about her dilemma on Reddit. And in the post, she said, my husband told us that he wants to take a week-long vacation to Italy so he can stock up on snack food and bring back in bulk to our home city of Chicago. Which, to be honest, the snacks in Chicago are amazing. Yeah. I don't think you need to fly to Italy for snacks.
I hadn't placed them in the US. I put them in the UK.
Oh, no, they're in the US.
I thought this was a short haul, a nip and a, you know.
No, this is long haul for snacks.
Okay, yeah.
I think you would long haul for snacks.
I definitely would.
It's a good thing to buy food in bulk. Remember that time I bought your sister a bulk buy of M&M's and Hershey's when we went to New York City for your 30th a decade ago. And that is true. When we used to travel, we did buy in bulk.
But you didn't go to buy them. You went and you were like, oh, well, really? we'll get these as we're going round.
He's looked at going to Milan for a week and reasoned we needed a vacation to escape the current climate. I've nothing against going to Italy. Wouldn't mind going for sun, sea, sand and bikinis and also the food too. However, I told him to have a vacation to Italy centered on buying bulk food and nothing else was a bit unusual unless you work in buying or selling food for a living. Which my husband doesn't. No.
It's the fact also that it's this woman's husband. You know, you think you know someone, you married to them, and then They come up with something like this.
Also, as the article, it seems like a persistent thing that her husband is. It seems like he's like, I want to go.
Yeah, I'd let him go. I'd say go on your own with all your snacks.
Would you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be like, I'll come with you. I'll bring my elasticated trousers. Yeah. Let's make it. Because once you've got them there, buying snacks is only going to take a day.
Exactly. That's what I'm confused about, as if they couldn't do anything else in Milan.
So he doesn't work in selling food for a living. He works in end user support, answering support tickets for a web hosting company. So this guy is not in food. He's in tech.
Wow.
As it is, I told my husband, the vacation's fine. You've managed to get the time off from work, but I won't do it if you're just focusing on food and nothing else. It's a waste of vacation. Whoa. It's taken a turn.
Yeah.
I'm not liking this woman anymore.
No, because a holiday is primarily about food.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know. In fact, I'm struggling to know what else it is about.
No, that you know how news from around is.
Yeah.
It just goes in circles. Yeah. This is going in circles.
Yeah. They'll just repeat the same point over and over.
So the comments underneath it says, one person said, pretty sure purchasing online would be cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
Importing. And also, while another said, he does realise that most European foods can be bought online though, right? Spending a week in Italy just to go to the grocery shop, not sure how I'd want to spend that week in Italy personally. While I've gone through this, Sarah.
You've been on a journey.
I have been on a journey. I'm actually into it. I'm into this.
Because
when I go abroad, I want to go in a food shop.
Yeah.
When we go to the Netherlands, you want to see how much food we bring back from the Netherlands.
I think he needs to buy an empty suitcase over there and fill it. Is that what's going on?
Actually, just while we're on this, because Dutch is in a group, Dutch people in the UK, it's a group on Facebook, and they all share tidbits about things that you can get. So
great.
Say Aldi is having Dutch Week.
Yes.
Dutch knows about it from the Dutch Facebook group.
Got it.
Lidl selling certain Dutch cookies. It's shared in line. We are going to Lidl and we are stocking up. This happens regularly in my life. When we go to the Netherlands, I'm pretty sure we break the food import duty tax. Pretty sure we are smuggling.
Customs are listening now.
And I'd take my chances.
I'd do it again.
But the amount of cheese we bring back, because he is like, you just cannot get good cheese in the UK. And I have to agree with him. Dutch cheese, though, I'm going to bring you some.
Yeah.
I'm used to it now. I've got a coat.
What's the one that had like a seed in it?
The cumin.
It was good.
So I actually, at the start of that article, I was siding with, we'll call her Brenda.
Yeah.
I was siding with Brenda. And now I'm siding with Clive.
Yeah. Go for it, Clive. Yeah. Whatever makes you happy. It's your money, your holiday, you do it. So my news from the north comes from Cheshire Live, which you know is a publication I frequent. Aston Martin car keys, false teeth, the unusual items left at Cheshire Travel Lodge hotels. What do Aston Martin car keys, an Indian wedding dress and false teeth have in common? They were all among the many unusual and in most cases unexpected items found by Travel Lodge staff at their 16 hotels across Cheshire during the last 12 months. The chain's Chester hotels have had several items in their lost and found offices, including a red beaded ceremonial lehenga, which is an Indian wedding dress, a gladiator
costume.
Sounds heavy.
Yeah. I don't know how you can forget that.
A gladiator costume.
Bondage.
A black and white framed portrait of Queen Elizabeth II.
Super fan.
Yeah, but also, she's gone. I'll leave this here. Checkbook for Coutts, which offers private banking services to high net worth individuals, and a commercial lease for a designer clothing store. At the Cheshire Oaks Travel Lodge, a set of car keys for an Aston Martin V12 Vantage Roadster were found by staff, while in Crewe, left behind items included a business plan for an online men's jewellery brand, 10 cases of Brewdog beer, and 7 carved Halloween pumpkins of different scary faces.
The business plan is really good.
Really. I've had it.
It'll never work. Yeah.
Martin, it's tosh. Leave it here. In Macclesfield, a 6-foot Christmas tree with fairy lights and decorations.
Surely that's just bad housekeeping.
Was left by a guest. We've already got one. Don't bring it. Well, in Middlewich, items included a sheepskin rug.
I can understand
bringing
that.
Your own rug.
No, but maybe they purchased it while shopping.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
These things happen.
I imagine they'd, you know, done a few, like Sheila at your house, yeah. done a few touches for a new build, and it plans for a new build eco house. False teeth belonging to a grandma were found at one overnight stay in Widnes. Also, let's have a look. Oh, they've done a list. They've done a full list, which I'll skip through. So in Chester, as well as the things we've mentioned, there was eight rolls of Kelly Hoppen wallpaper.
All the same batch, I'm
sure.
Yes.
A Harry Potter Hogwarts Express.
Oh, God,
Express.
You'd be so gutted to leave wallpaper.
Yeah.
That must be really annoying. Yeah. Sorry to that person.
Poor Kelly.
That
well,
floral print.
All left behind.
Just lining a drawer now.
In Middlewich, a breast pump, a light up. This is great. A light up gin to my tonic sign. Oh. Oh, that's very good. The 2002 Lost and Found Inventory report also revealed high volume of royal and patriotic memorabilia being left behind at Travelodge hotels, especially across the group's London, Edinburgh and Cardiff hotels. There were enough Union Jacks left behind to run across the breadth of London.
Heaven.
Good heavens. One forgetful guest staying at the Luton Airport Travelodge had to make a return journey from Jersey to collect her prized album documenting the life of Queen Elizabeth II from princess to queen in photographs. The customer's grandmother had started the album in 1947.
She could have that portrait that someone else left in a cupboard.
The very thing. They could chuck it in. Another customer staying at Windsor booked an extra room to store his oil painting of Queen Elizabeth II and then forgot to take the painting when he left. And had to arrange for a courier from York to collect it. Whilst the housekeeping team at King's Cross to forget it, to go to the effort of booking another one. The housekeeping team at King's Cross Travelodge got a royal surprise when they entered room 40, and found a replica of Queen Elizabeth, the state imperial crown, sat on a cushion in the middle of the dreamer bed. The customer, a French jeweller, was in such a rush to catch his Eurostar train to Paris, he forgot his crown. Oh, my gosh. Amazing. And the hotel team at Manchester Piccadilly Travelodge got quite the fright when they found a 2-metre large Longwu Chinese dragon smiling at them when they entered room 8.
Oh, my goodness.
It's absolutely... things that people have left behind. Interestingly, this is a quote. Who's this from? This is a quote from a Travelodge spokesperson. Interestingly, the 2022 Lost and Found audit also revealed that we are a nation striving for a healthy lifestyle, as we've seen a significant rise in smartwatches being left behind our Travelodge hotels. When it comes to why so many of our customers forget their treasured items, it's basically due to us all being time poor, juggling multiple tasks, and being in a hurry to get from A to B. In the rush, valuable possessions are easily forgotten.
True.
There's the lesson. There's the lesson. The
charger,
tale.
Toothbrush,
yep.
Fragrance.
Yeah.
Have we got the essentials?
Yeah, I always leave a face wash in the shower.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, always.
No. If you invest heavily, you won't leave it.
Yeah, fine. Yeah. Portslade crew, what an absolute joy to be back.
I know.
What a treat.
And not as rusty as I thought.
No, you were very good, actually. I thought you were fantastic, darling.
Same.
We always finish on Jules's affirmation of the week. A little something to carry forth with you.
Everything that is happening now is happening for your ultimate good.
Oh.
Sit with it. Sit with it.
Let that soak in. We adore you for listening and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.